Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts, whether you're in your house, out of your house, or somewhere in between. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good Passover Easter week. Hope you are healthy and happy, and hope that your biggest problem is boredom and impatience. That's kind of where I'm at, I would say. Not really boredom, but impatient and longing to get out of my house and run around town and go see people, sit in a bar with a martini, one of the dreams, recurring dreams that I'm having lately. And or just like walking to the supermarket without something covering my face. That seems like a fun thing to do too. But for now, we're following the rules and doing what we have to do and staying in our little hobbit holes to protect our fellow Americans, our fellow citizens, our fellow Canadians, our fellow Irishmen, et cetera, et cetera. And soon we will get all of those things that we want, and there'll be a lot more wise old people hanging around with us when we get to do it, which is a good thing. Hope you're doing well over there, Paul. Hope you've been eating well. Hope you've been expanding a little bit, or actually, as we said last week, it's us that should be simplifying to eat more like you eat.
Yes.
And the rest of us should be, and you should just be sitting back eating the way you always ate. Very simple, simple method.
There is never a pandemic caused by Funyuns, that's for sure.
That's true, and they're still in abundance. They're still in abundance in the supermarket, as are Pringles, by the way.
Well, I gotta say, that's probably the best pandemic food because it's small, compact, airtight.
Absolutely. Yeah,
the Pringles were geniuses.
So good. And I think I'm on my third can since the pandemic, which isn't that much. I mean, it's a lot for normal times, but for being inside your house, well, you know that they're in the cabinet. It shows actually great restraint. I've actually, forget anybody that talks about overcoming pain with their mind or turning into a Buddhist monk of some sort and dialing in on the moment and being one with the universe. Forget those nimrods. Being able to withstand three glorious cans of Pringles that are in your pantry, peeking at you, that little man winking at you every time you go in there, and that you say no and walk out and eat an apple or cold broccoli or just a glass of water, that shows someone who has just reached another state, a higher plane than most men can ever achieve.
Yeah, you got that makes you feel middle class right there, that you got a buffer of three cans of Pringles to use at any time.
Oh, absolutely.
That's like three lunches. Don't.
You all run off to your paper towel aisles and your toilet paper battles in aisle two. I'll be in aisle eight alone, down low, below the soups, aside from the pasta, in a lowly corner of the shelving, and there are hidden the Pringles. And, I just scoop them up and leave enough for my fellow man. I could have gone out with 12 of them if I wanted to. But I leave them because I know that there's other people that are as disgusting as I am, and they'll be in need of the Pringle. Whenever I check into a hotel, by the way, if you want me to go to the minibar, the gateway drug is those little half, maybe even quarter size cans of Pringles. If I see that before my jacket's even off, before I've even put my keys down on the dresser, I am popping those open and shoving them in my face.
that might be the perfect food, I would say, just for compactness, taste. Because anything, like anytime you're hungry, you can just eat a couple Pringles, you'd be all right. It's perfect.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said, a good travel food. You get in your car, you throw that in there, it can bounce around, not like a chip bag that is so delicate and dainty and can be crushed and crush everything inside it. This thing can take a beating, it can roll around in the back, the dog could step on it, and you still pop that bad boy open like a tennis can, tennis ball can, and shove them down your throat. Oh, I think I just planned out my dinner.
Yeah, the only thing is there's a limit to, like, Pringles dishes, you know what I mean? Like, they haven't really been able to expand them other than, like...
Why would you? That's like taking a chocolate cake, a perfect chocolate birthday cake, and saying, what are we going to make with this? What are we going to make?
Yeah,
how
but
about
they,
a mess on my chin?
They combine everything now, though, so they got a... They got Reese's Pieces, Twinkies. They usually combine everything, and I gotta say, Pringles has a lot of. They have a lot of. I don't know what the word would be. They're distinguished. You know what I mean? Because they got that curly mustache on the front, and it's kind of like a classy chip.
All right, but let me use the power of the internet against us immediately. And all I had to do was put in Pringles Ressa and the rest of it spelled out recipe book.
Oh.
Pringles crispy wings, chocolate dipped Pringles.
What?
Pizza Pringles, pizza Pringles, chicken parmesan.
Oh my God. I think those are people that are overdoing it. Like, you don't have to, you know how like people like beer. They order all those different beers. It's like, if you like Pringles, you don't have to pretend that it's different things. Just eat them.
Mac and cheese with potato chip crust.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible.
Go, Pringles, people. Go. Sour cream and onions, Pringles. That's what I've got in there right now, actually. I think I'm down to one can, and I've got the green... sour cream and onion waiting for me, which is nothing to laugh at, a fine product, but I have to say, the original, I'm kind of good with just with those.
Yeah, the original is pretty amazing, and I think they even tried to make, like, reduced fat, and it's like, why? We don't need it. We're going for it with the original.
There was a time in 2016 when the Pringle people completely lost their minds, and they went through a phase of coming up with trying to follow and catch some of the Starbucks holiday wave. They tried to catch some of that for themselves and tried to come up with different holiday-flavored Pringles.
Just say no pumpkin.
White chocolate peppermint. White chocolate, milk chocolate, salted caramel, sugar cookie. Interested. This one you're not gonna be happy with. Pecan pie. Here comes your nemesis. Pumpkin pie spice Pringle.
Wait, the flavor? I've never seen any of this stuff.
It's described, though this combination sounds totally wonky, we have to admit that there are suckers for anything with pumpkin spice flavor. These chips are no exception, and the crunchy texture is actually kind of refreshing. One can't survive on lattes alone.
I don't know.
Number two, tortilla cinnamon sugar Pringle. And the number one holiday Pringle flavor of 2016, the cinnamon and sugar. If you don't like tortilla-like texture on tortilla cinnamon sugar chips, this is your perfect solution. They're simply flavored, but they're made with a light, flaky potatoes that Pringles are known for. The cinnamon and sugar Pringles. Holy cow. I don't know if they do that every year, but that is... That's nuttiness right there.
I mean, my favorite thing to do when I go overseas is see what the Pringles that they make over there, because they do have all kinds of different spices. And, of course, when you go to Canada, they have the ketchup Pringles, because they're mm-hmm. obsessed with ketchup up there, and they have a poutine Pringle, which is overboard Oof. Too. But yeah, I mean, it's the perfect Man. Food. Yeah, I don't think you need to overdo it.
There is no, and like I said, the original one is really all I'm looking for. They do get intriguing. There's about 12 different flavors here. Such exciting things as Screamin' Dill Pickle, Buffalo Ranch, Extra Hot, Salt and Vinegar. Ooh, a Salt and Vinegar Pringle? Hmm. Yes, Pringles. Yes.
No.
Well, they are doing good, and I have to say that little guy with his little mustache, I always pictured him with a monocle. I guess he didn't have one. I guess that's the wise potato chip guy. He's been a friend of ours through this quarantine for sure. Someone, when times got weird and uncertain, you just saw that little mustache looking at you, and you knew everything was going to be okay.
Yeah, I guess I thought there was a monocle too. There isn't?
Nope.
So what is it? He's just got regular old-timey glasses on?
He's got no glasses. He's got little wavy hair.
He got LASIK?
Mustache, two little beady eyes and a bow tie.
The Pringles guy got LASIK surgery?
He has no nose. He has no ears. He has no monocle. He has no body. He's just a Pringle chip with a face on it.
A potato chip head. It is pretty good. I'll go to the opposite. I'll go to worst food, especially around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess what the worst food is? It would be considered
an Easter candy.
It would be considered an Easter candy.
I'm gonna have to say that you are about to make a case against the good people at Peeps.
Well, I think it's kind of like a worldwide thing that like the Peeps are like the. The worst candy that you can get, right?
Is that what you're saying? Did I guess it right?
Do you agree? Yes. Do you agree with that or no?
No, I don't agree with it. I wouldn't say it's the worst. It's not the best, but it's kind of like one of those... It's kind of like, you know, if your grandmother made like a weird dish all the time and it wasn't that great, but you liked it because she made it. Similar with the Peeps. They've been around. They've been in our lives for so long. They're not... my kids have two packs of Peeps that I noticed on the counter, and neither one has been broken open.
Yeah.
But they like knowing that they're there. They like knowing that they're around, even if they're not going to go right for it. They're going to eat the chocolate and the malted eggs and the jelly beans way before the Peeps.
A last resort.
You're not wrong if you're putting a straight up taste test. It's probably not the best, but still, that's like, I don't know, that's like teasing your aunt because she's got face whiskers. It's like, yeah, face whiskers aren't great on a gal, but she's your aunt and she loves you.
Well, I only bring it up because my mother, that she is a runner, she's in great shape, but her two weaknesses are, well, the one is definitely Peeps. So, like, she's the person that, like, if you see Peeps anywhere, and they do make they did go crazy with, like, varieties. They have, like, you know, like, pancakes and syrup Peeps. They make everything. Mm-hmm. And so everyone just sends them Peeps. So she's got a room in the house that's just, like, 80% marshmallow. And especially in Florida, I think they got to worry about the whole thing just becoming like a big a marshmallow slide or something.
Good for her. Is she back running again? Is her knee repaired?
Yeah. She's running. She's all set for hopefully if they do it in November, there's the New York City Marathon. So. Wait, are you training for your marathon, Tom, or are you not up there yet?
Well, I've been on the bike before, just before we recorded this. I had an open half hour, so I ran up and jumped on the bike and did that. And I've been doing that mainly because of weather out here in LA. It's been uncharacteristically rainy. So I've been doing the bike for a pretty long time. I've only gone out on the road once in the last maybe 2 months.
And you're talking about the bike that doesn't go anywhere, right?
Right, the Peloton. Okay. Now everybody's getting a little wiggy with the face mask. They want runners. There's now a debate that runners should be wearing the face mask. And there's no way. I can hardly breathe on my own when I'm running. I'm not going to put cloth over. I'm not going to suffocate myself while I'm working out. So rather than be a problem, you know, there's a lot of people walking in the neighborhood, so you're going to be passing a lot of people. Either I would have to get up super early and run before the crowds are out there, or I would have to wear it, so I'm not. I'm just staying on the bike.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, I always, it made me extra self-conscious, obviously, but when I was driving, I always like having my windows up because people do disgusting things out their windows. You know what I mean? So if I was running or riding a bike when some guy's like throwing his cigarette out or even breathing like a cloud of vape out the window, I'm sure that's not like great for you. So I do agree that the runners should probably protect themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I understand we've got to, everybody's got to, do what we can when these are extreme moments. So just play along during these extreme moments. It's not going to be forever where they're going to ask you to cover your mouth while you're running. So during the time, if it's going to make you uncomfortable, then stay in and exercise inside. If not, if you have no problem with it, throw it on and go out. But if it's making everybody's, if everybody's all freaked out and the village is saying that we need it, even though I feel like maybe it's a little overkill at this moment for to be out in suburbia with it like that when you're not near people. Rather than fight it, I'm going with the crowd. I'm going with the herd.
Yeah, I mean the big important thing that you have that the key skill right now is to find like your own space. You know what I mean? So I've been able to find, I would say, like 4 or 5 parks that I've never seen before, and just find some space of your own to, like, you know, be able to walk around or run or do whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have that near you? Or I saw that you did go out for a drive. Is that correct?
Yes, we went for a drive. We went down towards the beach. Didn't get out of our cars, but it was during the weekend, the day before Easter, and everybody was out. There were a lot of people cruising around in their convertibles and different cars. Everyone was just looking for a good time, but playing by the rules. There were, I'd say, maybe only 2 people that I saw that were like trying to have a picnic on the side of the road.
Right.
But even that was, we took your advice and we got in the car and just went someplace pretty local just to kind of change the view. And it was good. It was good. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't perfect. You wanted to be out there. You wanted to be running on the beach and sitting in the sunshine. But it was, you know, after about 3 weeks of being inside the house, it was definitely a good move.
Yeah, yeah. You can just get some ocean air and get some scenery. I think it's good just to get out and do something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do you go out every day?
I try to. I mean, I'm not going to, like, stores and stuff, but I definitely will go somewhere to, like, walk or... You know, if I can find an abandoned park in the suburbs, I will actually get to shoot baskets. But I'm trying to go by all the guidelines now.
Has it increased your use of Tinder or decreased your use of Tinder during the pandemic?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's pretty much useless, right? I mean, what would you? As a single guy,
I've heard reports of hookups still going on during the pandemic.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing is I have, you know, in my apartment building, thankfully I don't have like a big, you know, I don't have an elevator. I don't have a million people going in and out, but there are like two apartments that have single guys and there's definitely different cars going in and out of there. So it wouldn't, it wouldn't surprise me that, some people are making a game out of this, but ultimately that's gotta like come back to, that's probably going to be one strain of the virus is just, some massage therapist in North Hollywood hooking up with all these chicks or something.
Yeah. Doing his quote unquote testing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's hurting actual relationships. Like, I mean, I'm assuming everything's going okay with you guys, but most people that are either, you know, some people are separated from, you know, and it kind of puts you on the spot, right? Like, what if you're dating somebody for like a month and then you got to decide whether you're going to live at their place or not, or they're going to live with you? Like, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, we broke up about 2 weeks into it, but we're sticking, but there's no place to go, so we're going to ride it out.
Staying together for the children. Well,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
The other big question is, have you gone past the point of no return and gotten Crocs? Because I did try to talk you out of this last week.
I have some upsetting news about that.
Oh, boy.
I did not get them for myself.
What?
I decided that I couldn't do it. I decided that they weren't for me. But then when I woke up on Easter morning, the bunny had placed them next to the Easter baskets. Size 10.
Of course they're going to give them away.
So I technically am the owner of a pair of Crocs.
What?
I put them on, I cut the tag off, and I started walking around during the day. And I would say within maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours, the family rebelled and made me take them off.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So the people who actually gave them to me decided, we can't look at you like that.
Well, were they comfortable is the question.
Yeah, they kind of are. Kind of are. No more than Vans. You know, that's what I normally wear is my Vans. So I don't think they're any more comfortable than that. They have like a cool knobby little bottom, you know, like standing on a rubber mat of some sort. That's kind of nice. Yeah, they're just goofy as all hell.
Yeah, it's like if you had that mat from the bathtub, if you could just wear that around your feet all the time. Well, that's the thing. It's like it's the pinnacle of laziness because, I mean, the next step is like wearing them outside. That's like the point of no return. Like,
well, that's what I was ordered to do. I was ordered, you can only use them when you're walking out into the backyard.
What? Well, maybe they just didn't want to see them then. That's because that's the thing, yeah, is like they are apparently so comfortable that like people just slide them on no matter how bad they look. And then the next step is like you just start going around running errands while you're wearing them because you just gave up.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see that. I don't see that ever happening. I don't think there probably could be some kind of earthquake or something where you have to run out of your house and turn the gas off and stuff. And if that was the only pair, I'd run barefoot.
Okay, that's good. Well, did they like laugh when you opened it up? But it was kind of like, you did want these, didn't you?
It was, yeah, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. But then there was, I think everybody kind of had an open mind, and let's see how he looks in them, and then it was voted down pretty quickly.
Does anybody else in the house own Crocs?
Not anymore. They did when they were little.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they were little, they did.
But, maybe they're just trying to get you back.
They loved them. When they were little, you just throw them on. Kids look cute in them. A big man walking around in them? Maybe not.
I liked liverwurst when I was a kid, too.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't
Deviled
stick.
Deviled ham.
Well, now, have you expanded any kind of like cooking stuff over this pandemic? Have you increased your range?
Marginally. I tried a couple new things. I tried this new rice and beans dish, which was good. I tried. I did a simple hearts of romaine instead of the normal salad we make. I did a lemon pasta on Easter. That was pretty good. The one big endeavor, of course, the bread keeps cranking out. I still can't master baguettes. That's kind of like the one thing that I can't conquer in the bread world so far. I get some passable loaves, but still can't nail it. The one thing that has me intrigued, I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but we have this big thing of milk that came by mistake in one of our food deliveries, and we don't really drink whole milk. So I'm thinking of making homemade ricotta cheese out of it.
What? Can you do that?
Yeah, apparently it's not that hard to do. You just heat up the milk. You mix it around. You get it foamy. You add lemon juice and salt. And it just takes a long time to cook over the stove. And then you got to strain it. And through a cloth, which I don't think I have a cheesecloth, but figure something out. But yeah, that's the one weird thing I'm thinking about giving. Because we have all this stupid milk, I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know if that, I don't want that to be your obituary is the caused by, Tom was making homemade ricotta cheese and things went wrong.
And ended up with salmonella or something? Yeah, that could happen. That absolutely could happen. But no, I think, why not? I mean, if it goes poorly, at least I did something with the milk rather than just let it spoil. We're an almond oat milk family for the most part.
Right, I was going to say, how did you even get that? That must have been a bad...
We tried to get a little small whole milk for the baking at Easter. Cynthia made a coffee cake, and Charlotte's always baking, and so we were... Angelina was making cookies, so we needed... Someone asked for a small thing of milk, and they sent a giant thing of milk.
Oh, okay.
So now we have it. Yeah. You know what I was craving today, which isn't popular with the kids, but is with my wife and I, is I've been craving Indian food.
Oh, okay.
That would be a fun thing to do. You know, to kind of like, I'm always cooking Italian and American and breads and all that kind of stuff. And, well, it's all good. Something to, you know, to order out. We got pizza. That was fun, but that's still in the Italian world. To go something completely different. I'm not ordering Chinese food. I know it's paranoia, but I'm not ordering anything with... that's wet market adjacent.
Right.
And not ordering sushi because you don't want to have anything raw right now. So something to change it up. Indian food is like the one spot that I'm thinking that would be good. That's something I really have no aptitude for cooking.
What about Greek? And, everyone thinks you're Greek. Can you go?
Yeah, that would be a good one. That would be good. I could do that for sure. Again, kind of splits the family.
Oh, really?
They're not too... When we're ordering out, the things we unite on are going to be Italian or Asian or Mexican.
Mm.
That's what unites the family. Indian creates a big divide.
Right, right.
For some reason, they don't like it. But why not support maybe two different stores?
Now, have you been able to agree on programming, or have you been forced to watch a lot of episodes of TV shows that you hate?
Yes, I have watched a bunch of that. But then also we did a Harry Potter marathon, which was really fun. And that was about, I don't know, 19 hours of programming.
Oh, my gosh.
And now, and now we've begun a Raiders of the Lost Ark marathon.
Oh, yeah. I actually did that not too long ago. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one. And we're going to interrupt it with... We did Camp Rock, and we have got Camp Rock 2 coming up, I think, this evening's showing.
Which, I don't even know what that is now.
You don't know what it is, and there's no reason for you to know what that is. they're fun in a campy teen movie kind of way. They're fun, and the kids really love them, so I'm into that. And then I'm going through a lot of Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
Eugene Levy and Daniel Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Right.
And Chris Elliott, and just that show really makes us laugh, and I think we're going to go the distance on that one.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes. Yeah. I like it. For some reason, I haven't sat down to watch a bunch. I'm still in the midst of Ozark.
Yeah.
I'm about a season in on that. And then I also watched this the L.A. Originals. You see the thing about the tattoos? That's a good one, if you haven't watched. It's basically about there's this super famous guy in downtown L.A., and he's done, like, a million tattoos for, like, every, you know, like, Kobe Bryant, like, every NBA player, every rapper, every musician. They all go to this one guy, and is like, his name is Mr. Cartoon, and he's kind of like a... like a Banksy, Shepard Fairey kind of guy. Like, he did, graffiti, and then designed cars, and then does all these, like, tattoos. But, like, he designed all
the
stuff
for
that.
Did it make you think about getting one?
Well, I mean, he's the one that does those, like, you know, like, 50 Cent has a giant 5-0. That's his whole back, and that guy did that. So I think he does these, like, giant sleeves, which I think would be too much. But you have to ask if your buddy Rob Zombie got one from Mr. Cartoon, because he's supposedly the most in-demand but expensive guy there is.
Rob has someone, but it's a woman, I think, in Hollywood who he's always telling me I should go to.
Oh, okay. It's not the Kat Von D? That's the only other one I've heard of.
No, I don't know. Yeah, you got to find it sounds like you need like a smaller shop where you can just go in and get one little Tweety bird and get out of there.
Well, are you thinking about getting another one after you get out? Pandemic 2020?
Yeah, maybe. That would probably be good. Something that say that we survived it. That would be fun.
Just a can of Pringles down your other leg.
Yeah, my little savior, like in a background of clouds and a halo rising above the mountains. I've been toying around. I've had my pipe handy because it's here on my desk, and I don't have any pipe tobacco. And then I contacted my sister on Easter, and her whole family was sitting around smoking pipes like the olden days. That's been intriguing me.
Oh my goodness. Are they Amish?
Yeah. So no, one did have one that looked like a hobbit pipe. It was like a long, a long weird pipe. I think cigar stores are still open now. I think they're essential business.
Well, I know the weed stores are open. That was like the big announcement they made. But
yeah,
I didn't know about cigar stores. That would seem to be the worst place for, well, I guess to just sell stuff, right? They can't let people in there to sit down or anything, I would assume.
But, yeah, I doubt it. And, it's not like you inhale that stuff, so it's not like, but yeah, it seems kind of weird that it's open.
What about now that you have, is everyone else pretty much staying in the house? Are they finding like places to like get outside for a little while, or are you
not much down? There's some dog walking, there's some picking things up at their friend's house kind of a thing, but there's not a lot of other places to really go.
Right. And you find you're getting any work done, or you're still doing like morning shifts and you have somewhat of a regular schedule, so that's good.
Yeah, I've got 2 hours each day of doing the Sirius XM show, and people can get that free for 3 months, so I think we've got some good listenership on that. We've got really good guests on it. We had Larry the Cable Guy and Sebastian Maniscalco and Tiffany Haddish, and we had Nate Bargatze and Rory Scovel on today. So yeah, we've been doing that show every day, which has been really fun, and it's been nice to have like a set schedule. Has been cool,
right? Right.
And then we did Live From Here. We did Live From Here also. I posted that out in America last week. I did that.
Oh, okay.
So it's got me. So it has me focusing a little bit more and starting to get back into the writing a little bit. Yeah, it's been good. I've been busier than I want to be, actually. I was like starting to get used to doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, like, you know, comedians, it's one thing, you know, with the radio, but I can't imagine being like, you know, I see all these actors, you know, because we're in LA and there's literally like nothing for them to do. So, I mean, talk about like,
yeah.
I mean, we, you know, at least I guess we can kind of write our jokes because we write our own material, but the actors are just performing material. So I don't know how you would, I guess a lot of them are like going online to like do these little skits and stuff. Like Saturday Night Live just did that episode last week. I don't know if you saw it, where they kind of just all did sketches from their room. So
yeah, that looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's just technology is kind of like bogging everything down because I don't think anybody ever thought something like this would happen. So even like, you know, they did a horse competition, you know, where it's a shooting contest for NBA players, which was kind of a fun idea. And so all these players had these cameras at their house, but the technology was so bad, you know, it just kept cutting in and out and the picture was bad. And so I think they're going to...
It's really making me crave good production.
Exactly. And so even like, yeah, you know, you watch really the Tonight Show and you're like, Jimmy Fallon doesn't have a microphone on his computer. It just sounds like an echo. So, but
yeah, it's kind of ridiculous that they can't set up better things in their homes. I know it's kind of like a part of the beginning of it's, oh, this is kind of cute. But John Oliver does a good job. His looks good.
Oh, okay.
And Seth Meyers looks pretty good, but you know, it's that kind of like, oh, this is just bad quality is part of the thing. And that's starting to get tired pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess nobody really wants to come to the fact that this might be the normal way of business for a couple months, but it probably is unless, you know, like
when
I think,
my book comes out, I've got a tour around and I've got a promote my book when that comes out in May, and like I'm doing Colbert, I think that'll be remotely. I think I'm doing Seth Meyers, that'll be remote. Rogan, I think I'm actually sitting in the studio. I'll be in the studio with him.
Oh, okay.
He can kind of make up his own rules. But most of them will be some form of a remote thing.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, it's actually not bad for you because it's like a book. So that's actually like a good thing for people to be able to do during this.
Yeah, exactly. And they can download it. They can get the audio version, which is really simple. And I think that's what I sold the most of last time. So, yeah, I think it'll be good. But it's just going to be, you know, and now I don't have to fly around to go do all of the appearances. I can just do them all here, which that's not so bad.
Yeah, if you were just promoting like a big tour, that would be tough. But luckily,
right, exactly.
You have the book in the special, so that's like a good thing that people can actually just do at home. So,
Yeah, exactly. And then once I go back on tour, it'll be, you know, stand-up tour brought to you by Pringles.
Well, let's hope so. I don't know if we can eat any more than we have right now. I think I'm probably three deep right now. The other thing that's great about them is they really don't ever go stale. Like, I think I've had...
No.
I've had ones where it's like you went through half of it, and then you forget it's back there, and then you're like, this can't still be fresh, and then they are. So, it's the magic of that can.
Yeah. No, they know what they're doing, those people. Are you making any dinners yourself, or you just kind of... You don't really do that anyway.
Well, I mean, I made some, like, hamburgers and some pizzas, you know, just stuff like that. And then just lunch-wise, I'm doing, like, sandwiches or whatever, like turkey sandwich or whatever like that. So nothing too elaborate. I'm not going to turn into a Rachel Ray during this hiatus. I don't have the passion for the food thing like you guys do. I don't mind eating it and trying it, but just the making of it is not it's not something that my kitchen or I was made for. I don't think. It just made me appreciate restaurants more, is all it's done, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, I didn't realize how important all those things were to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what have you been doing? Have you been, so you do like one big shopping thing like once a week, or what do you guys do?
I did that last week, but I got enough where I was planning on not going back for a couple of weeks. And then we've had a couple of little items in between, so we just like get a Postmates, and they just bring it over pretty quickly. And we're just staying out of the store for like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, and then hopefully we'll be past this peak, as they say, and we'll be able to go back in. I do miss it. I liked going in every day or pretty frequently and deciding what we were going to make that day and get something fresh and actually make it. Going to the food store was... one of my enjoyable chores. So I definitely do miss going in, but the last time I was in, it was, you know, all of the distancing and the masks, and it was just all so weird. Definitely, if their idea was, let's take the fun out of it so people don't come, they mission accomplished.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of anxiety in there, it feels like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, but, like I said before, following the rules for the short term.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just like, I don't know, I guess people are just kind of dealing with it, but it's just like weird that like, okay, there's just no toilet paper anymore, there's no there's no Lysol, no Clorox, no nothing. We need Elon Musk.
And all the delivery services come in and buy everything, so that depletes it also.
Right, we just need Elon Musk to, like, make toilet paper. Who knew that would be his big, like, invention, was to be able to...
Yeah.
To just mass-produce toilet paper and drive his rocket ship all over the West Coast. Yeah. And just... Wouldn't that be great if he just started dropping, like, parachutes of toilet paper, just bins of it, and just lands in the, lands in the parking lot? And people start cheering.
I'm sure he's planning on it. Oh, they said that another one that we're supposed to watch is Orthodox on Netflix. People are loving that.
Oh, what's that about? Sounds like another church one.
Jewish Orthodox, the Hasidic Jewish community in Brooklyn, scripted. But people are saying how amazing it is. I think there's only like 4 or 6 of it. It's not a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just anecdotally, several people that I've spoken to just in the last couple of days were saying how great it was.
Oh, nice. All right, I'll check that out. Yeah, it seems like that's what they're trying to do, is just roll out more and more stuff. Have you checked out the Quibi thing, or have your kids tried that?
No.
I don't know what that is, really.
Yeah, just phone content? No, no one here is into it yet.
Well, it's something
TikTok is ruling the day.
everything's less than 10 minutes, these shows or something.
Short form shows made for your phone.
Oh, it's just for your phone? Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a subscription also, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it's going to go. They put a lot of people into it, though. Their whole thing was to sign up a whole bunch of celebrities and see if people bite. And I'm not sure how it's doing, but that was their strategy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of sick of watching people on FaceTime and doing stuff from home. So yes. That's why I'm going back
to
like
that anymore.
Actual feature films and stuff like that. It's good to see people in like clear high definition.
Yeah, I don't need to see you going live on Instagram. That's not
right.
Not that exciting. All right, man. Well, good checking in.
Hey, you too, man.
Hopefully, maybe by the next one, you'll be back over here, and we can have Pringles while we do it.
Yeah, and maybe I'll try one recipe. I don't think it'll be the mac and cheese, but it might be the chocolate sea salt Pringles. That might be it.
Yeah,
I have to try that.
That would be good. All right, live a little. Good talking to you, everybody out there. Be safe and enjoy your life.